Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Filley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Howie Moss. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Sierrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Edwards moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-0 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Haynes moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haynes scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Philly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-2 in the game. Conway hits a pop-up towards the mound. Haynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haynes strikes out. one out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Wright steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 3 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conway moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.